whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start tonight by talking about parking. I know, doesn't sound like the most exciting of topics. However, it is something that a lot of us have to deal with as far as in a downtown area where there's a high level of congestion in general. Parking is it's at a minimum, and it can be kind of difficult to get a parking space. And then once you get the parking space, in many places you have to deal with whatever governmental rules apply to that parking space. Where we come from down in Sarasota, Florida, there's a two-hour limit, and they'll come by and chalk your tire, and then they'll come back around and ticket you if you've been there longer than 2 hours.
Yep.
And there are no parking meters there, which is kind of nice, although there are some metered lots, I guess.
Well, here in Keene, they do have parking meters, but you never know when you have to pay for them and when you don't. You know, they have on signs posted about the town what the rules are for the parking meters, but none of those signs ever seems to be around when...
It says them on the meter. It says how much...
The paint's rubbed off on them. And often people will put money in when they don't have to on Sundays and after 6 p.m. and all that stuff.
So,
and the other thing is it's not the parking in my town that bothers me so much. It's the parking in other towns. Every time I used to go to Tampa, I'd get a ticket because I'd park wrong somehow.
Hmm.
Somehow or another. And I don't know.
Didn't know the rules.
Right. I don't know if I knew the rules, whether I was violating the rules, whether they just gave me a ticket because I had an out-of-town plate. I have no idea. When I was in Washington, D.C., I parked on the side of the road like everybody else was. I didn't realize that you had to get out during rush hour, and I got a $100 parking ticket.
You mean you have to not be parked in
right.
the parking?
The parking was only parking during the day, but in a rush hour in the morning and in the evening, you had to be gone from there. I didn't know that.
Wow.
So $100 ticket.
And yeah, tickets are really expensive in D.C.
And that's how it is. They put whatever rules they want. If you don't know what the rules, too bad. You pay the ticket, or we put some kind of lien on your house or something.
Or they put a boot on your car so you can't drive it away. There's that option as well. So a lot of people have to deal with this.
But really, by the way, parking paying to towns that you don't go to very often, like for instance, in the D.C. one. I didn't have. As a matter of fact, I didn't pay that one.
So you're a wanted man in D.C. then?
No, that's not true. My mother was so scared of the idea that I hadn't paid the ticket that she paid it. I was 8 or 9 years old, and she was just so petrified because I said, I'm not paying that.
Well, as long as you don't drive the same car into that same city, you should be okay, because they're not going to know exactly who you are when they're ticketing the car. So, I mean, everybody's got a bad experience with getting a parking ticket, and it was frustrating, and it was not something you expected during your day. Now, luckily, around here in Keene, where we do the show, parking tickets are only $5, so most people will just say, oh, no big deal, and they'll pay it. Last year, though, about a year ago now, I decided to experiment a little bit. When I got a parking ticket, it was one of those $5 tickets for being parked downtown, probably a few minutes past the meter expired or something like that, because it seems like the parking ticket ladies are right there, Johnny on the spot, when the meter expires. And so I decided to write a letter to the police department, because it's their bureaucracy that handles these things. And basically try out an experiment. And that's a lot of what's going on up here in New Hampshire with the Liberty Activists moving in here for the Free State Project. There's a lot of experimentation going on. Sure, there's the politics and all of the kind of the standard things that people can do as far as getting active. But there are also people that are, I guess, trying different things that have very rarely been tried or have only been rumored.
Objectors.
That have only been rumored to work, the theories and things like that. Some of them have fallen flat on their face, and some of them have had some success. And this one is a questionable success. I wrote a letter to the police department basically saying, hey, I'm happy to pay your fine. Just simply show me the proof of obligation where I agreed to be bound by your rules. I mean, you're saying that I owe this $5, and if it's if it's true that I had agreed to your rules, then I would understand, and I'd be happily paying it. In the same way that if you and I have contracted to have you come and paint my house, Mark, and you come and do that, we've got an agreement. We've got an agreement, and so you deserve to be paid. We had an agreement. But if you come and show up and paint the outside of my house without my permission and then try to charge me for it, that doesn't fly. So,
well, likely you'd pay me something. It may not be
what
I want.
What if it was the wrong color? What if it was I had no interest in having my house painted, and you came and painted it chartreuse?
Hey, look, I'd probably pay somebody who just painted my house something. But okay. I just do that because I felt like it. Because they protected the wood.
I have no obligation. Correct. And for all I know, you used a kind of paint that I would not have wanted put on my house. So there was no agreement there, and so you're not owed anything. So the same idea with the government. To say, hey, show me the agreement. Show me where I signed something that said I would obey this. And, of course, I never did. So they couldn't show that to me. So what they ended up doing was they took several weeks, and finally, after a month and a half, I got a letter back from the chief, one of the chiefs, the captain, that's the step below chief. So one of the two captains in the department took the time to write me back after several weeks and basically said that, thanks for paying your bill, and I'm going to try to answer your questions best I can. Thanks for paying your bill. I thought,
I didn't pay this
bill. I didn't pay it, and I don't think anybody paid it for me, so what happened there? Why did this parking ticket get marked paid? Did somebody at the police department basically say, crap, we don't want to deal with this, let's mark it paid, and do that? Or did somebody see the blog post I made about it over at freekeen.com, take the citation number that I did put in the blog post and just go and pay it for me? I figure one of the two is probably the most likely scenario, but there's no way for me to really determine which one it was. Well, fast forward to today, or at middle of April, actually. Julia parks the car out in the street at nighttime because there was some issue with the garage, and we got a duplex, and my tenants were parked in front of her side of the garage, and so she had to park in the street as a result of that. And that's something that it goes on around here. People just park in the street during
summertime. I'm parked in the street now.
Right, it's no big deal. However, there is a law that says that there is no street parking after 1 a.m. between November 1st and May 1st. Now, the reason for that law was the snowplows. So if it snows and it accumulates to a certain level, the plows go around and they clear the roads.
Right. And as though it's never snowed after May 1st here, or as though the snow isn't necessarily clear by then. I mean, because the fact is, the snow was, I think, gone pretty much in April.
Yeah, it pretty much was. And this was the middle of April. So, there's a small chance there could be some snow, right? A very small chance. And if there is snow, it's going to be a flurry. It's not going to be, you know, a dumping of snow to the point where the plows are going to have to go around. And in point of fact, there was no snow that night at all. That said, the next morning, we awoke to discover a $15 parking ticket on the car for being parked in the road during that particular period of the year.
Now, that car is your car, not Julia's car, right?
It is my car. Okay. Mm-hmm. So even though she parked it, I'm apparently responsible for where it was parked. I don't know how all that works, but that's just the way it is. And so I was talking to Julia, well, you know, what do you want to do about this? And she didn't really want to pay it. And she's not here to defend herself right now. She will be here a little bit later. But generally, she's in the mode of go along to get along because she's got a career in the corporate world and she doesn't want to rock that boat. And I totally respect and I understand that. However, I was pleased and surprised when she said she didn't want to pay this ticket because it's asinine. I would understand if the plows were going around clearing the roads and our car was in the way. That makes sense. I'd pay the ticket. No problem. Even though I didn't sign an agreement, right? Just because that's being a good neighbor and I don't want to have the car on the road and all that. Right. But there was zero chance of the plows being there. So this is just revenue collection. That cop that ticketed us probably went around and ticketed 10 other people that had their cars in the road that particular night. And they're going to cash in to the tune of, $150 or whatever it was that people
paid for. And the parking ticketing situation here, the parking enforcement is still running in the red. They still have more enforcers than they can pay for with the tickets that they generate, which is hilarious.
Right. And this was a cop. So it was just one of the cops on his overnight beat who was
spotting
cars.
Put into that line item, though, I would think.
I don't know how all the budgetary stuff works, but the point is that anybody that's looking at this case can clearly see that this is a revenue collection ticket. It's either that or it's just a, obedience thing. You'll do as we say. Pay up now. And so she said she didn't want to pay it, and I certainly didn't want to pay it. And so she let it go a little bit late because she hadn't quite made up her decision as to what she wanted to do or not, and just kind of let it slide. So they sent a late notice.
So not making a decision is a decision.
Right, so they sent a late notice, and then so the fine went up to $35, and I decided, okay, it's time to write the police department again, and we'll try the same approach this time and see what happens. And I'll explain here in a moment what my approach was and take your calls about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including live streams. You've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will, a living trust, even register a trademark. And that will is important because you never know when it's going to happen to you. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. We'll take your calls here in just a moment. Just want to finish up the story about my parking ticket adventures. Continuing here from over a year ago when I at first wrote a letter to the parking bureaucrat saying, hey, I'll pay your ticket. Just show me the proof of obligation that proves that I actually owe you this. Show me where I signed the contract that said I would obey all of your arbitrary diktats. And of course, they can't do that. So somehow, mysteriously, the ticket got marked paid. And everybody was wondering, what the hell happened? Well, I just kind of let it lay. When that, when the police chief, or excuse me, captain, when the police captain wrote me back and explained himself and, attempted to cite a whole bunch of his RSAs, which are the statutes here in New Hampshire, you know, saying, well, you have to follow this, and you have to follow this, and you have to follow this, and da-da-da-da-da. And I just kind of let it sit because I figured, they marked it paid. Conversation's done. I don't need to talk to these guys anymore. So now that we got this new $15 parking ticket for parking out in the street, I sent another letter to the same captain. I figured to go right back up the chain and reinitiate the conversation that we were having. So originally when he wrote me a year ago, he said that he was confused by my request for evidence of a valid original contract with my signature binding me to the obligation. It says, while in the state of New Hampshire or city of Keene, you are bound to abide by the laws or ordinances regulating conduct, behavior, vehicle movement, etc. As noted above, the state grants this authority to the city to regulate as deemed appropriate. Common sense dictates that regardless of the state or country you find yourself in, you're obligated to abide by their laws without any contractual process taking place.
I agree that common sense does dictate that.
Yes.
It is commonly understood what governments are and how they operate.
Sure.
That kind of thing. However, common sense, I'm obligated to have common sense.
Well, my response was, while what you've stated may be commonly believed, it's not sensible. To me, common sense would dictate that men and women who claim they're owed money for services rendered should show upon demand the proof of their claim, particularly in the form of the signed instrument or contract that binds them to the obligation that's being claimed. And I believe the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, which is a part of your organization's own statutes, makes this pretty clear. In fact, it does. The UCC is a common commercial code that stretches across all 50 states. In fact, most Western
Uniform Commercial Code
societies. Yeah, the Uniform. Did I say something different?
You said UCC. I don't.
Yes, Uniform Commercial. Uniform Commercial Code, and it does basically say that in a situation, if somebody's making a claim upon you, you can ask them for the proof of their claim. If what you're saying is true, prove it. If it's not true, I'm not going to pay you anything. If it's true, then I'll certainly pay. So I said, aside from that, while I appreciate you taking the time to respond, I didn't request your interpretation of common sense, and nor did I request you to cite me your organization's statutes. Neither of those things is a proof of obligation. So I have some questions that I asked. I asked four questions.
Now, this is the new letter, not the old one.
This is the one I sent this week,
okay.
Or I actually hand-delivered it this week. Factually, what are the state of New Hampshire and the city of Keene? Now, this is a question I got from Mark Stevens at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. Factually, what are the state of New Hampshire and city of Keene, Mark? What would your answer to that be?
State of New Hampshire, they are organizations that control the geographic areas for which they are designated.
So they're corporations.
Right? They are
municipal corporations.
Municipal corporations, yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's what he's going to answer, but I figure there's two likely answers, right? There's either it's a municipal corporation or it's a plot of land. So if it's a municipal corporation, then the second question is, what evidence do you have that I'm in them? Because he claimed that when you find yourself in the state of New Hampshire,
how does one get to be? Well, I think
in the corporation. Well, right. I'm not a corporate officer.
It's interesting, but I mean, right? Like, I think we both know that the municipal corporation called the city of Keene, New Hampshire, controls the land that is inside that plot of land. You know, that designation.
Sure, I understand all that.
And right, obviously you do. And they, they control it in the same way a property owner does. In the sense that they can oust someone from that land, or they, in the this sense, they don't have anybody above them, so they can incarcerate. They have additional powers of ownership. They are extra owners of, extra in the sense above.
They're the true owners.
Super owners, yeah. of a plot of land.
Which you'll never get them to admit. You'll never get them to admit
it. No, they'll never say. They'll say, no, you own your land. But it's not true.
Right. So part of this...
If you owned your land, you wouldn't have to pay property taxes, which are essentially an annual rent for the land that you're on.
So it's very unlikely that this guy's going to write back and say, look, we've got all the guns and you'll do as we say. So this is really just kind of an experiment in seeing how much they can dance around that fact. Because that's the obligation. There is no piece of paper. There is no contract. It's just they've got guns in jail cells and they're not afraid to use them. But they'll never say that. They'll dance around and dance around. Number three, I say, well, by what method or instrument am I bound to your laws or ordinances? If they claim that the city of Keene or the state of New Hampshire are the plots of land, then how was I bound to their ordinances by simply crossing through their land? There was nothing posted. There's no obvious signage that says, crossing this line will so-and-so will happen. That doesn't exist. And number four, how can I be bound to your statutes without my consent? And in regards to the specific ticket, if you can answer those questions or prove my obligation, I'd also like to know the following. It's my understanding the rule you allege was broken has to do with keeping the streets clear for plows. Now, were it actually anywhere close to a time when an overnight accumulation of snow was possible, as opposed to April 14th, the date of the issue of your citation, I could understand your position. It's not my intention to be a nuisance to my neighbors or to obstruct a legitimate process like clearing the streets. It seems the enforcement of this rule in this case is either about collecting revenue, extracting mindless obedience, or both. Will you clarify your agency's intentions in this matter? Because you can't tell me you were trying to keep the streets clear for the plows.
No, there was no snow. There's not going to be any snow. It was clear at that time.
So I wrap up the letter by saying if you would prefer to answer these questions in person, I know that there are many other people who would be very interested in hearing your responses and also engaging in this discussion. We could have a public discussion that would be recorded on video and distributed for the world to see. If you'd like to take that route...
I'm dying to do that crap.
If you'd like to take that route, I leave that choice in your hands. Also in your hands is your choice of how to respond. Will you continue to attempt to initiate conflict with me, or will you do the honorable thing and discharge this matter? Of course, you're also still welcome to prove your claim that I'm bound to obey the arbitrary diktats of the people calling themselves the city council or the state legislature. If you can prove your claim of my obligation, I'll happily pay your fine. Feel free to pass this up the chain as necessary so I can actually get some answers. Citing more of your rules will be deemed as non-responsive. And then I let them know that any correspondence is subject to being posted on my blog. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll just keep racking up the late fees on this parking ticket, and maybe they'll throw me in another jail cell over all of this. Who knows exactly what will occur, or maybe they'll mysteriously mark it paid yet again. This time I didn't put the citation number in the blog post, so no mysterious party could go and anonymously pay this for me. So we'll find out, and I'll let you know. 800-259-9231. Coming up, your calls and also a parking nightmare story. This, my story, nothing compared to the one we're about to share with you. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asiax Tea. Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And your calls about anything or what the show is about. As we continue here, also want to invite you to our website, where we give away all the features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. So if you have a friend or family member who's in charge of, say, a hospital or a doctor's office or a bank or a utility or something like that, SACL CAI handles lots of that and would appreciate the business. And, well, you know, they're the biggest sponsor of the show, so we'd appreciate you doing it too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and start things out by talking to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you've got a call the past couple nights from one of the ladies from the forum, the Question Club, I believe it's called, and I think she goes by something like Bee Roses.
Yeah, yeah.
And her issue was that she really likes this guy, and she can't get him to respond physically to her no matter what she does.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like she's done too much as far as making a physical move on him, but she, I'm sure she's dropped all kinds of hints, and him being a guy has been completely oblivious toward them.
Yeah, and you guys offered a couple of possible explanations, one being he's intimidated, the other being he's gay, and I think there's a third one. I mean, the other thing might just be her, you know, the way that she's failing to get his attention, but I think that there's another possibility. He might just not be, you know, have physical intimacy as a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be, you know, for, you know, he could be somebody who believes in saving sex for marriage, as I do. But
We didn't. We did not ask the "is he a religious guy" question, which likely we should have. But you know, largely religious guys mostly will have sex anyway if given the opportunity. And secondly, you'd think that she would have mentioned that. Like she should know that if she's been texting him 200 times a day for the last several months. So I guess you know I don't feel too bad about having left that out of the questions.
And actually, that has something to do with what I was going to say. Like I am a Christian and I do believe in you know monogamy, but. Yeah, like you said, were the opportunity to present itself, I probably would sort of let go of my personal convictions rather quickly. However, I have a very high set of standards. Maybe you know some people will say too high. I'm really just not interested in having a sexual relationship with a girl with whom there is no possibility of a actual you know. Other sort of relationship with at least the possibility of marriage. And the reason that I haven't had sex yet is because none of the girls in whom I have been interested have shared that interest.
Now, what would you have done if you were in his position? I mean, let's put you in his position where this presumably attractive young lady has removed her pants while you're still in bed with her or while you're in bed with her. I mean, That seems like something that might start a conversation, but apparently in this particular young lady's case, he essentially did nothing about it.
I would say that at the very least, he was being extraordinarily rude. But, well, I don't know. There are actually very few girls that I am interested in. I'm not trying to sound like I'm coming from a high horse, because honestly, this has very little to do with my religious beliefs. I'm just not interested in having sex with a girl with whom, like I said, there's no possibility of furthering the relationship. So maybe there's something else that's a priority. And my advice to her would be she should try to find out if there's something else that he's looking for to make sure that there is the potential for having that in their relationship first before he goes into any sort of physical intimacy.
I think that she should. I think you're right about that, and I think that that would require a level of communication that's just not happening in their relationship. They seem to be fine with text messaging one another, but when it comes to her actually doing something about moving the relationship forward to the area that she's interested in having it go to, that's where she's breaking down, and it seems like it needs to be her responsibility because he's not making a move, and if it's what she really wants, then she needs to do something about it, and having a conversation or asking him to kiss her or something like that is going to move the you know move things in the right direction, or at the very least going to allow her to find out what the real situation is. I mean, sitting there and speculating about it and calling a talk show and speculating with us is only so valuable. Actually talking to the person that you're looking to have that relationship with is what's going to really nail it down for you.
Yeah, and of course, I have actually no idea what's in his head. I'm just saying what's in my head, and I admit that I am a unusual person in that respect.
Dan, any other thoughts tonight?
Actually, yeah, there was another question brought up by one of them. If you were a tree, how would you want to die?
Yes.
Well, if I were a tree, I would want to be struck by lightning and fall down and kill some bureaucrat.
So nasty. Thank you, Dan.
Mean tree.
Yeah, 800-259-9231.
I think that that's something we have to work on, and I'm as guilty as so many.
What, wanting to hurt bureaucrats?
Well, you know, the us and them mentality.
Yeah.
The fact is, they're hairless monkeys just like we are. And, you know, they believe differently, and they are economically incentivized, and to some extent they leech off of, you know, productive society. However, they don't have the information that we have. They have not been, they do not believe the same way that we do, and
they believe it's okay to hurt their fellow hairless monkeys.
They don't really.
It's not.
But likely they haven't been talked to in that fashion.
Yeah.
Like nobody's presented that to them. And even if they have, you know, how long did it take between the time that you were talked to and you started, you know, coming to believe that?
Take some time.
Yeah, it takes some time. Secondly, understand that they're economically incentivized not to believe it. So that makes it that much more difficult to accept. And also remember that it takes a little longer. The older you are, the less likely you are to believe new things.
No doubt about it.
Old dogs, new tricks.
I've definitely had a shift in my mentality in that way over the last several years. I was certainly, in the past, more likely to jump to, well, you know, you arm up and defend yourself against these bureaucrats and blah, 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 that whole gun polishing kind of mentality. I mean, I didn't have it hardcore, but I certainly had it to an extent. And now I think I've shifted over in a different direction to where focusing on love and forgiveness, I think, is the way to go. And I've been internalizing that as much as I can. And there are still instances where I will feel emotions welling up inside me.
Yes.
And I will not be feeling positively towards the government bureaucrats. But I always remind myself to, you know, to look at this from a perspective of, again, love and forgiveness. And we've got an opportunity now to really show that here in Keene. Just as an aside here before we continue with the calls, I had an interesting email come in today. There was a post made by Nick Ryder, who is one of the activists up here. He's a New Hampshire native. He's a great guy, really effective activist. In fact, he's one of our behind-the-scenes helpers here on Free Talk Live. And he's, again, a Keene native, so he's lived here a long time. And he's gotten active with volunteering in the community over the last several years of his young adult life. And one of the things he's done is gone to this project graduation thing, which is apparently an overnight party that is hosted for the graduating class of this, whatever the year sure. it is, and they go and dance and play games. And
this year you will hear yet another story of some promising high school senior whose life was cut short by drunk driving, and it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that this project graduation is a good thing.
Right. So he's volunteered with it in the past, and it was today that he posted a message over at the Free Keene Forum about, hey, I'm going to volunteer here, and I'm thinking you guys might want to volunteer as well. Well, then later, and he mentioned that if you volunteer for this project graduation, you'd be working essentially for the police prosecutor, Eli Rivera, who's the same man that has been going after the activists here in town. He's the chairman of Project Graduation. A few hours later, Eli Rivera, the police prosecutor, emails me saying he'd heard about the post on the forum. I don't know if he heard about it or if he's regularly a reader there, but either way, he went and he saw that. And he's reaching out to me saying he wants to put our differences aside and get together for something positive. And that would be having the freedom activists be volunteers at Project Graduation.
That'd be great.
Now, immediately, though, I felt torn, right? I mean, this is the guy that has my friend in a jail cell. Our friend and co-host, Sam, has been sitting there for now in his fourth week. Plus, there are six other people, probably more like eight other people, that face potential jail time for civil disobedience. So this was a tough one for me. We'll come back with more here in moments. 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That simple. Whether you need new items or used items, they sell them in dozens of categories. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of the items they sell. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So here in the Keene, New Hampshire area where we're doing the show from, there's an influx of liberty-minded people as part of the Free State Project moving to New Hampshire, and some of them have chosen to move to Keene. And recently they've been getting involved in the community, going out and working at the community kitchen, for instance. I know some of them are talking about going and helping out down with the Salvation Army. And it was interesting to have the police prosecutor reach out to the activists who he is currently prosecuting. And
one of whom, I mean, you, now you're putting people in groups.
Well, he's currently prosecuting a significant amount of the activists. I mean, there are, I think, eight or nine people that are currently facing prosecutions for various different things. So anyway, he's reaching out to us now, asking for our help with a community event called Project Graduation. And I feel torn about it, you know, because he's going after my friends, and at the same time now he wants to put our differences aside. Well, I think that if he would drop the charges, then people would feel a whole lot better about helping him out. But I think we should do it anyway.
I agree. I think it's a huge opportunity that he would, you know, call you and ask for your help.
He didn't call. He emailed, but
whatever. So. Stopping by somebody's house is also called calling. Yeah. So I understand you're trying to be specific. However, calling is, sending an email could be called calling.
There's some level of conciliation there, I think.
Right. He's asking for help. You give it. That's going to create a bond. It'll give you an opportunity to talk to him likely at some point.
Right. He said we could maybe go and meet him next week and talk about whatever. So I am going to meet with him, and we haven't set that date yet. He hasn't responded to my response at this point. But I hope that we can encourage. I know that there are at least a handful of activists that are going to be doing this, and so I think this is good. It's showing, you know, that we aren't bad guys, and that we are good people, and that we are happy to help out. And
remember that
we don't belong in prison cells.
The easiest way for one group to dislike another group is for either group, both parties. Usually this happens, and the groups can be one person, it can be a whole bunch, is to somehow dehumanize, vilify the other group. Somehow they are intrinsically different than us.
Yeah.
That, you know, the exclusion somehow. And so by helping at Project Graduation, he is admitting that you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Not cannibals, as we have been accused of being in the local newspaper. you know, you're not going to touch any of the girls. I mean, you're safe adults. And he's to me, that's a great compliment. And I think that you should jump at the opportunity.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that as, again, showing how bridges are being built here in a way that I don't know if it's really happening in many other places. Maybe it is, and I don't know about it. But I think it's a new tactic for the liberty movement to embrace and to not hate these people.
Well, the liberty movement is completely a non-factor any place else.
Yeah.
They are not rounding up liberty activists and mass arrests any place else.
It's true.
There's not even opportunity for the police officers to dislike liberty activists. Many of them would consider themselves likely liberty-minded individuals, and so, you know, there's a pool of possible liberty activists inside the police departments. And, you know, it's just not happening. Any place else is all you have is, you know, some grumblings, perhaps the most coming from liberty activists.
So this goes. This is my example of going back around to what we were talking about earlier, Mark, about how a lot of people with a liberty, pro-liberty mindset are very. They feel animosity towards the bureaucrats. They feel hatred toward the bureaucrats, and I think we really need to shift that. And we really
hate
does beget hate,
and maybe one of the.
It really is true. Sorry, you're making adjustments. I stopped talking.
Well, keep talking.
You should keep talking so I can make adjustments.
Oh, okay.
What is really true?
Well, I was just going to say, it really is true. I mean, especially when I think about every relationship, personal relationship I've been in my life, in the relationships that were the most unbearable were ones where, like, we would fight a lot. There was jealousy there, and it seemed like, I don't even remember who started out being jealous and, like, angry and stuff, but it was just constantly, like, a battle of who could be more. It was always about getting back with this person and that person, and
that goes well.
Yeah, it really does. Retaliation. I feel like a lot of people have this mindset. I interact with so many of the local city bureaucrats on a regular basis, and they really like me. And sometimes some of them will find out that I'm a Free Stater, and they hear it from their fellow bureaucrat friends, so they hear about it in a negative way, and there's sort of this tension. And I just try as hard as I can to be as nice as I possibly can to prove that I'm not a bad person. I'm a kind person, and I work really hard, and, you know, in the community, as they would say. And most of them I get along with great, and I know a lot of great people that are cops and things like that. And, I mean, I don't agree with their profession, but at the same time, there isn't really an alternative, and I feel like a lot of people go in to help people, so...
I'd be much more agreeable to what they do if they would stop hurting peaceful people, and I think that if we can keep showing how we are activists, liberty activists, are peaceful people, and that we all really do have the same goals in mind, if we're talking about police that got into the business to actually help people and to stop real criminals, I think we've all got the same goals in mind. It's just that their goals have been corrupted over time by this process of just blind obedience to whatever the legislature says. And I think over time, as we can continue having open conversation and dialogue and talk to these people and get to know them, that we can have a possibility for change, that their minds are more likely to change if we are, again, showing how we are compassionate and loving toward them and not hating them. And I understand how difficult that is for people that are out there listening. You're saying to yourself, but these are parasites, but these are violent people, but these are evil people. I think they're people that have good intentions and are just doing the wrong thing.
I would say that most of them have no idea that they're being violent, as you would put it. I mean, most of these people have no idea. I would say that there's a select few that are real power-hungry jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them just want to help people. Professions like teachers, police officers. I went to school before I was a libertarian. I went to school to be a teacher. And I didn't ever even consider the fact that that was... you know, taking money from taxpayers, and
sure.
I just couldn't even fathom it. And I really wanted to help people.
Right. So do we. We want to help people too. And so let's find the common ground. And I think it's a step in the right direction. And I think that we're in the perfect place for it too. Up here in New Hampshire, where the biggest city is 100,000 people. That's Manchester. We live in Keene, where the population is roughly 25,000 people. And so, if we were to be doing this same kind of activism, say in Sarasota, Florida, where we come from, with 300,000 people in the county alone, you wouldn't get the same recognition.
That's assuming you had everybody that is here in Keene.
Right, presuming we had the same.
And we didn't. It was you and whoever you could drag out there with you.
Right. So now we have now whenever we do something, the splash is much larger. The ripples that come off of that are much larger.
Front page news stories and things like that.
Yeah, they're much more likely to get people talking and noticing what's happening. And so by being a part of a smaller community in a positive way, you have a much better effect on those who are paying attention to what it was, what the activism is that you're doing. Anyway, so we'll continue to update you as things develop here, and I think they'll continue to be positive, hopefully. Hopefully they won't throw their volunteers in jail. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and talk to Damien in New York. Damien, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Just got back from traffic court.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so apparently I went there on a citation for not having an insurance card on me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I didn't have insurance, but in New York you're required to have auto insurance, and if you don't produce it when asked, they give you a citation.
How much is the citation for?
It's interesting because it's actually for zero if you, you know, mail in proof or you go to court, because the charge is actually operating without insurance. So if you have insurance, there's no problem. So I decided to go to court anyhow to see what it was like, what traffic court was like. And it was pretty sad. There were a lot of people who I just felt really weren't being treated fairly.
Sure.
Anyhow, I walk in, I have to wait an hour, and then I approach the prosecutor and show him, you know, here's the proof of my insurance. You know, why don't you go ahead and, you know, drop the charges. And then they say, well, yeah, we'll motion to dismiss when we go before the judge. I'm kind of scratching my head saying, well, what do we have to go before a judge for? Why can't they just drop the charge? So then I go before the judge, and prosecutor starts out, operating without insurance, motion to dismiss, and there's a $15 administrative charge. For this.
1-5 or 5-0?
1-5, 15.
Okay.
And so I say, oh, wait a minute here. I don't consent to any fee. I said that right to the judge. Oh, then the judge starts to, you know, go on about, well, it's what the Nassau County Legislature has determined.
We'll continue your story in moments. Hang through the news, and we'll bring you back. More with Damien. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, plus a horrific parking ticket story coming up here in moments. Your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.